Leishur, Chelek Beis, Tav Ein Gimel. This is the introduction to the fourth Sha'ar. The author says, Kol ha'avida ha'musaris she'te'arenu ad koi, he'begeder kulehai ve'ulai. The Avidas Musar that we've described thus far is what Chazal referred to with this phrase, kulehai ve'ulai. Maybe we hope that we've accomplished something. Ovadnu, we did avida, nisinu li'islamed u'lischanech, we attempted to train ourselves to improve ourselves. ואחרי הכל עדיין אין כל ביטחון כי אמנם הצלחנו לתקן עצמנו. After everything, there's certainly no certainty that we have really improved ourselves. קרקע שנוסעת עלינו זיבוריסי. It's a statement from Avos de Rabbi Nassan, Perek Tes Zayin. The land you gave us is a very inferior land. It's used here, obviously, figuratively, that our character needs a lot of improvement. It's like ziburis, it's not idis. ואיסח הזנחה שגרשנו ממידה אחס עלולה לבצבץ ולעלוס במידה אחרת. The same neglect that we have driven from one midah might just sprout up and manifest itself in a different midah. ואולי באיסח מידה עצמה שעסקנו בה. Sometimes even in the very same midah that one was dealing with and managed to drive away some sort of neglect, one finds it elsewhere. איזה קלקול יכול להסגלויס הבא ממעמקים שלא הגענו עליהם בעביד עשינו. There might be some קלקול, some flaw that can be discovered now, which comes from depths that the individual did not reach in his עבידה. דוגמה מרתיעה אנו לומדים מיום הדפטס. So this is an example that causes one to recoil. חזל זה, אבל מקדש שני, שיועסקין בתורה ובמצוויס וגמילוס חסדים מפני מחריו, by Shani, whether we're involved in these things, why was it destroyed? And the answer Chazal gives him, "Mipnei she'ayisabu yisin as chinam." So the author says, "Hare asku gam b'gmilus chasadim," among other things. V'chesed hare nevev me'ahavas chesed. Chesed stems from a love of chesed. Ve'ahavas chesed i'ahavas abriyois. A love of chesed is a love of people. Uvechozes le'igyu ha'dvarim lo'im ekalev ad akiras sinah. Nonetheless, the love of chesed and the love of people didn't reach all the way to the depth of the heart to the point where it would have uprooted hatred. And there was still sin as chinam. This is a prototype for what we are speaking about. Mikol makoyim. Nonetheless, yitachen she'acholu niknois kinyan kayam lenafsheinu ba'inanim she'asaknu mebashar sheni. Quite possibly we acquired something permanent in our neshamois in those issues that we dealt with in the second shar. וכבר ראינו מי שנהפך לאיש אחר על ידי הסלמדוס במידת החסד. The author says we've seen, this is personal experience, people have been transformed through practicing the midah of chesed. הסלמדוס זייז מסוגלס להפך לטבע שני אצל האדם. This type of exercising, of training, has the ability to turn into second nature in individuals. גם במידה זה אשר קנה ותיקן, but even here, מידה that a person has acquired and really improved, nonetheless, צריך חיזוק תמידי. It requires constant encouragement and strengthening. ובו וראה דברי מרן רבי ישראל סלנטר, זכרו יגן עלינו שכוסיו. רבי ישראל writes in אור ישראל, סימן למד, דף מן גימל, he writes, האדם בבחרוסוי היסוד לחפש בחינס תיקון המידויס. When a person is young, the fundamental idea is תיקון המידויס, to improve one's midויס, עד שיהיו כוחות נפשי נמשכים רק לצדק והישר, ואז הוא בשמחה. And it says to the point where he's attracted to justice and righteousness, etc. Then, מכאן ואילך ימי העמידה, when a person comes to his middle age, אשר אז היסוד להלוך לרוח השכל לצוין מרחוק ולכבוש כוחות נפשי. He says that in middle age, the idea is to suppress his negative inclinations. The author says here, הרי הצעיר יעסוק בתיקון המידויס. So he's really saying that the young man should involve himself in תיקון המידויס, ומגיל העמידה והלאה עבודה עשי כבישס היצר. Whereas middle age and onwards, the עבודה is generally speaking כבישס היצר. The author asks, כבישס היצר, הלו יתקן כבר מידי סב. Talking about a person who was תיקן מידי סב, he improved himself, ויצוין הפך לטוב, to a certain extent, his yetzer has become good. ומה לא עוד עניין בכבישס יצרוי? The answer is, הווה אומר, שרש רע של כוחס הרע האגואיסטים נשאר תמיד. The root, the negative root of these forces of selfishness is there. ולאיס זקנסה של אדם עם עלולים שוב לבצבץ מתוך מחבויהם ולהיכנס לחלל פעולה. When a person gets older, they may once again rise up from their hiding places and get into action. עד שצריכים אז שוב לעסוק בכבישת היצר, to the point where a person still needs to be involved in כבישת היצר. הן עבודה סמידויס היא עבודה קשה שבמקדש. Indeed, עבודה סמידויס is exceptionally difficult. It just doesn't end. מעתה נשאלת שאלה גדולה. We have the following question. אם כוי קשה ותמידיס היא עבודה סמידויס, if the עבודה on מידויס is so difficult and so constant, מי מבטיח לנו שלא נטעה בזמן מן הזמנים לחשב כי כבר הגענו לשלמוס? Is there any assurance that we will not err at some point and think that we've reached Shlemus ve'en kvar tzerech be'amal v'giyah b'midois and that there's no longer need to toil so much in midois? Hateshuvah, the answer is, ma shemamritz risanu tamid lishkoed al nikayon kapeinu b'midois. That which motivates us constantly to improve ourselves in midois and be'ikah shtei midois klaliyos are two overall general midois, mostly. Hayir'ah v'ha'emes. הן לא נכנסו לענייני עבודתנו בשער השני. Sorry, הן לא נכנסו לענייני עבודתנו בשער השני. We didn't discuss these issues in the second shar, in the practical exercises. We didn't discuss יראה ונמס, כי עניינם כמעט לא נתפס בעבודה של ועד מרוב ההיקף והעומק שלהם. It's very, very difficult to encompass עניינים of יראה ונמס in the context of a ועד because of the breadth and depth of these concepts. על היראה נאמר, ריגון יראה, בפסוק in ראי, says למען תלמד ליראה את השם אלוקיך כל הימים. היינו שאנו חייבים ללמוד יראה שמיים, זה an obligation to learn, בפסוק says למען תלמד, במשך כל חיינו, throughout one's life. And furthermore, the פסוק in משלי פרק בייס, אם תבקשנה ככסף וכמטמונים תחפשנו, אז תובין יראה את השם. If you search for it like silver and like treasures, then you will understand יראה את השם. כי אחרי חיפוש רב כזה, even after such extensive searching, עדיין אין לך יראה. It could very well be that the person doesn't yet have יראה, אבל לכל הבחורס תבין מה היא. At least you'll understand what it is. וכן הוא במידה סמס. The same is true for that מידה. יודענו וגם ראינו גדלי עולם, אשר כל ימיהם עמלו להיות אנשי אמס. We knew, we saw גדלי עולם, whose entire avoida throughout their lives, was to become an she'emes. Im hayinu isim esemes lenaseh shel avoida bevad. If we had dealt with this concept in the second shar and made it the subject of avoida in the context of ve'adim, hayinu yecholim rak leasig dvarim ktanim, we would have attained small things, van hagoyis mesuyamois, ze'er sham, ze'er sham. And we would have taken up a very specific, particular modes of conduct, a little bit here, a little bit there. אך עדיין לא נהיה בטוחים כלל שזכים להיות אנשי אמס. With that accomplishment, we would certainly not be assured that you've become אנשי אמס. Therefore, בשתי מערכות של יראה ואמס, הבאות בשעה זה, in the two sets of essays that are coming up, יראה and אמס, בוודאי פנינו להסלמדוס למעשה. Of course, we always put things into action. We certainly are not learning it as something abstract without intending to fulfill. ובכל זאת, ברוב הפרקים אנו יראים להצביע להסלמדוס מעשיס כמו בשעה השני. Nonetheless, in most chapters, we're afraid to point to some practical exercise like we did previously in this volume. לבל יתאה היקר הזה עוסק בין לחשב כי זכה כבר לאפס קצן. So it's not to give the impression, the misimpression, to a person involved in these inyonim that he has achieved significant and substantial things in these midos. Onwards, מדור מיוחד קובעס לעצמו מידס הביטחון בעבודת השם. The מידה of ביטחון is to be treated separately, by itself. דברי הגרא ברור מלילו. The Gaon writes very clearly in משלי, פרק כ"ב בייס, on the פסוק ליוס בשם מבטחך. He writes, כי עיקר נשיאת התורה לישראל הוא כדי שישימו ביטחונם בשם. Mainly, the Torah is given to Israel in order for them to have ביטחון על השם, לפי שעיקר הכל הוא הביטחון השלם, והוא כלל כל המצוויס. The ikar of everything is complete bitachoin. It's the be-all and end-all of mitzvois. Ve'en lecha midah sherabu bah kol kach harbe tayos kama bitachoin. Bitachoin is the midah in which there are the most mistakes. Midah ze mufkas legamrei me'avodah bevad. This midah is completely removed from any sort of practical small ve'adim, kidavka mipnei she'ikar ha'koil yakasham ha'koil. Because it's a midah that is the center of everything, it's also the most difficult of anything. Hinenu menasim levayer inyanei ad kama she'edenu magas. We're going to try and explain bitachoin to the extent that we can. Usvilasen Hashem isbarach shelo nit'e anachnu beveira. We daven to Hashem that we should not err in describing it. Ha'ichach lo yegune. That which needs to be done, so one can't condemn it, it needs to be done. So we had to place the set of S's of Bitachon in this part of the volume to ascertain as much as we can the properties of this Midah, to point to certain paths that bring one to it, according to our understanding, and to try and reveal where the mistakes are. As we said above, there are many misconceptions about bitachin. Finally, the fourth set of essays, Tachlis Terasenu HaKadoshahi, the purpose of the Torah is Lintoya Bekirbenu Ma SheChazal Korim Chayei Olam, to plant within the individual Jew what Chazal referred to as Chayei Olam. We say in the Bracha on the Torah, Chayei Olam Nata Beseichenu. Chayus Penimis, it's an inner vitality that other nations have no part in whatsoever. The description of this life, who that's the content of the fourth set of essays, which will conclude both this section of the volume and the volume itself. The reader should not err in thinking that in the next four sets of essays, we will describe these issues completely and exhaustively. We are distant from such an all-encompassing understanding of these deep concepts. Everything that we've learned from our teachers, we are like a dog licking from the sea. This is directly from Chazal, the statement of Rabbi Eliezer in Sanhedrin, in describing what he had learned from his teachers, particularly Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. He described himself on his deathbed as a dog licking from the sea. Uvechozes, nonetheless, tirahi velimod anutzerichim. The words of Rabbi Akiva at the end of Bachois. It's Torah, and we need to do what we need to do to learn. We can't excuse ourselves from learning about these issues by saying that we'll never get very far. Adkan.